You know Michelangelo the sculptor and Michelangelo the artist. But if you go up the stairs and take a look out the windows ahead, you'll see the work of Michelangelo the architect. The magnificent dome of St. Peter's Basilica is in fact Michelangelo's last great work. It was Pope Julius who wanted to build a new St. Peter's, and the first foundation stone was laid in the spring of 1506. But Michelangelo was not the Pope's architect of choice. Bramante was. It was a very ambitious project. Unfortunately, one that was doomed from the start. Neither Pope Julius nor Bramante would live long enough to see it completed. It fell to the artist Raphael and then to Michelangelo to complete the dome. But the work did not progress smoothly. In a bizarre turn of events, the man called the Divine by his contemporaries died soon after the installation of the drum with its 16 windows. Without Michelangelo's hand, the completion of the dome became a nightmare. No one could match his genius, and the architect in charge had to deviate from the original design. It is nonetheless an imposing architectural statement. It ushered in the age of the dome, and for the next three centuries, the dome became a natural choice for religious and public buildings. But even today, with all of the modern technologies at our disposal, it would be nearly impossible to duplicate this structure. You may wish to go now into the Pinacoteca, or paintings gallery, off to the right from here. It is filled with hundreds of works spanning centuries, and includes works by Titian, Da Vinci, Caravaggio, and others. It is well worth a visit. When you're through, just come back this way and follow the crowds down the hallway, and out into the large courtyard at the far end of the hallway. The courtyard of the Pina. Just remember to switch off your player until you are in the great courtyard.